We begin today with a brief recap and some responses to last week's episode. I tell you about three sisters who meet to decide which part of the Bible their mom liked best. I explain how the roots of Judeo-Christian tradition, that may be different than you remember. And all of this is on the way to explaining the problem with monotheism. Welcome to the Sky Pilot Podcast that explores questions of faith, spirituality, and religion. I'm Dan Matthews, and I don't have all the answers, but I do enjoy the questions. Welcome to the podcast where every question is an invitation into a spiritual quest, and you're invited along for the journey. I want to welcome you back to Sky Pilot Faith Quest Podcast, the most controversial channel in all of cyberspace. Okay, that may be a bit of an exaggeration, but my last episode created a level of interest and sparked a level of angry responses that I'd not experienced before. Matter of fact, I have not experienced anything like it in my 10 next most controversial episodes combined. Normally, I try to respond to everyone who posts or responds to my episodes, but last week, the level of vitriol was so high that not answering most of them became the prudent thing to do. Look, I've produced episodes about the divinity of Christ, the nature of Mary, an episode about a woman being the primary apostle assigned by Jesus to bring the news of the resurrection to all the other apostles. I have titled episodes that imply you should not buy a Bible. I've talked about homosexuality, and none of them came close to sparking the angry responses that my questioning the theological soundness of hell did in last week's episode. I am genuinely shocked as to how important hell is to so many, many people, and particularly Christians. I don't think I got any answers or responses from people who weren't Christian. And interestingly, everyone who sent an angry response believed two things. One, hell is absolutely real. And two, everyone other than them is in real danger if they don't straighten up and fly right. Interestingly, hell is never a threat to those who believe in hell. Okay, so here goes. We're going to venture again into some dangerous territory, but maybe not quite as dangerous as it seems on the surface. Now, on the surface, it may seem like a similar kind of question because, it's phrased in a similar way. But I will tell you up front, it isn't the same at all. The Problem with Hell episode genuinely challenges the notion that there is a hell and that some people will be sent there. This episode that we're doing today isn't going to say that monotheism is a problematic theological concept and should not exist. So the problem and the question that looms we're going to be talking about today is more in the realm of philosophy almost rather than theology. So if you are a monotheist and you like it, don't worry. I'm not going to be arguing against your position and your belief in one God. But that doesn't mean that you might not find some of this to be challenging. I hope you do. Who knows? You may feel compelled to write and tell me that, again, that I am a liar and Satan's spawn, leading God's children down the path towards hell. Okay, so let's start by talking terms. First term we will define is polytheism. Now, I think most of us know this one, and it's the idea that there are multiple gods. But to be fair, it's more specific than that. Polytheism means the believer believes in and follows multiple gods. So you might have a god of war, a god of harvest, a god of rain, a god of love, and you believe in and pay homage to all of them when it seems appropriate to your faith. Now, our familiarity with polytheism, when so many of us are not polytheists, stems from the fact that almost all of us are fairly well acquainted with, and many of us are even absolutely captivated by, fascinated by, the Greek gods. If I gave you the following names and asked you to tell me what each god was the god of, I would imagine it would be pretty easy on all of these. So if I said Zeus, Poseidon, Hades, Aphrodite, as I said, I imagine almost all of us would find that fairly easy. Though we associate Christianity and Judaism as being kind of lumped together as monotheistic, our roots were not monotheistic. But we weren't polytheistic either. Ancient Judaism was more accurately described as henotheistic. That's H-E-N-O, theistic, henotheistic. And it is the worship of only one God, but the acknowledgement of other gods. So the ancient Israelites worshipped one God, but they seem to at times acknowledge the existence of other gods. They just believed theirs was stronger and better.
So what is the real difference here between that and monotheism? Either way, you just worship one God.
Yeah, okay, fair question. Let's put it this way. The University of Tennessee is my favorite college football team. But there's a big difference between only rooting for them on any given Saturday and thinking they are the best, and alternatively saying, no, not only do I only root for them, but I don't believe any other teams exist other than the team I'm rooting for. Which is a nice segue for us into monotheism. This is not just the worship of one God, but the belief that there is only one God that exists. Period. Now, as an aside, let me say that I have had people of other belief systems challenge me on the monotheism front. I remember one time I had a Unitarian ask me about my beliefs, and we had a conversation, and as I responded, the person said, no, well, I only believe in one God. To which I said, oh, I only believe in one God as well. And the person said, no, you don't. You believe in the Trinity. That is by definition three gods. And again, I said, no, just one. The person then said, no, you believe in three gods, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Three different gods. You are not a monotheist. Look, here's the interesting thing about this exchange. If you tell someone what they believe and they disagree, they say you're wrong, you two are arguing about what is going on inside one person's head, and only one person in the world is privy to that information. If you find yourself arguing with that one person, then you are by definition wrong. Now, I've witnessed Christians do the same thing with Muslims so many times, telling them what they believe and then correcting them when the Muslim person says, yeah, I disagree with your assessment of what I believe. Okay, that was a bit of a tangent. This isn't a problem with monotheism that I've just described. We're not going to be talking about the Trinity. I just kind of got off on that tangent because I think it's helpful to remember that you don't get to tell other people what they believe. Okay, here's the problem with monotheism. If I believe in and worship only one God, and you, a person of another faith, believe in and only worship one God, but we've given our gods different names, and we think that we believe in different gods, do we? Look, I remember many years ago, an older member of my congregation died, and her three adult daughters gathered together in my office to plan their mother's funeral. Towards the end of the meeting, it came time to pick the scripture readings that would be read during the service. The older daughter was the first to speak up and said, well, since Mom's favorite gospel was the Gospel of Matthew, I think we should definitely have a reading from Matthew as a part of her funeral service. Now, normally at this point, everyone in the family agrees to kind of whatever the first suggestion is, but not in this case. Everybody was quiet for just a moment, and then the second oldest daughter said, Mom didn't like Matthew. Mom always preferred the Gospel of Luke. Now we had one for Matthew, one for Luke, and the deciding vote was going to go to the youngest daughter. It's her turn to speak up. But what she said was, you're both wrong. Mom adored the Gospel of Mark. We should definitely read from Mark. So now a question. Do these three people, these three women, have different mothers or just understand their mother differently?
Well, that is a ridiculous comparison. The mother gave birth to them. Of course she was the mother of all three. It hardly applies to religion.
Okay, let me draw the tie-in. For those of us who believe in one God, didn't God, in the creative sense, give birth to us and all of creation, for that matter?
Yes.
So if all monotheists believe in one God who created us all, and all of creation, couldn't it be argued that we all believe in the same God, but just disagree about what God is like, just like the three sisters?
Okay, I see your point.
So if you are a monotheist, if you worship only one God, and also strongly and fundamentally believe that there is only one God in existence, no other God has ever existed, that means that you believe you were created by the one, the only God that created everything. It also means that everyone else who is a monotheist also believes in the one God who created everything and everyone. You understand God's preferences as different, perhaps, but you believe in a single eternal God who created everyone and everything, just like the other monotheists. So at that point, aren't we really just like the daughters who aren't really arguing about having a different mother? They all came from the same woman. What they are arguing about is her preferences. Now, I want to be clear. This is an interesting, but in no way simple question. A number of people, and I have heard this, as I said, a number of times, encounter this thought about monotheism and make, therefore, the following conclusions. Well, all religions are really the same. There really aren't any significant differences between any of them. Universally, and without exception, in my experience, that statement comes from someone who thinks that he or she is being profound, but is really espousing a sweeping statement designed to allow them to cover up their lack of knowledge. If I believe that all faiths are the same, then I really don't have to learn anything about people who might differ from me or from each other. To say all faiths are the same, or even all cultures are the same, is just not true and allows the speaker to go through life without really being challenged to learn about the world around him or her. So there are many faiths that believe in the existence of only one God, and a compelling philosophical argument, I think, can be made that therefore every one of them believes in the same Creator God. But that does not lead people to similar faith beliefs. One faith can diminish the place of women and believe that only men are called by God. Another faith may believe that non-believers go to hell. Yet another monotheistic person may believe in reincarnation. Yet another may believe in universal salvation. The idea of this podcast is not to say that we all believe the same thing and have no differences, because that would just be stupidly untrue. The idea is that if we spend more time acknowledging that all of us who believe in one God share the belief in a world that was created by that one God alone, well, perhaps we would see each other and everyone else differently. And that's all for today. Oh yeah, by the way, the three sisters, they settled things quite easily. No one changed their opinion, but in the end, they shared the same mother, and she would have wanted them to get along peacefully with each other. And they recognized that. We all share the same Creator, who I'm pretty sure, actually I'm absolutely sure, would also want all of us to get along peacefully with each other, despite any differences. Now, if you want to respond to this episode or recommend a topic for future episodes, my email address is dan@skypilot.zone. And as always, I would love to hear from you. And on your spiritual journey, may you ask questions, seek answers, and boldly go wherever the quest takes you. Thanks for joining us here today and being part of the Sky Pilot Faith Quest community. This is a great place to ask questions you wouldn't feel comfortable or safe asking in other places. And remember, the sign of a strong faith, solid religion, or healthy spiritual journey is not certainty, but that you keep asking questions.